With us is Chris Garza, trade specialist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. We're in Washington, D.C. this week for Washington Watch, and really good timing for us. A lot of things going on, and especially with all three of these trade agreements, Panama, Colombia, and South Korea, making some headway this year.
Absolutely. You know, I think we are beginning to finally see a light at the end of the tunnel with these three trade agreements. We've been waiting for some type of congressional action for the last 3 to 4 years, and I think finally we're going to be able to see that. The administration has signaled to Congress that they are ready to move forward with Colombia, Panama, and Korea, and this couldn't be a better time.
Chris, as we talk about these three trade agreements, we've heard a lot, and I know I've heard from our representative, they'll take them any way they can get them. They'd like to see all three together. Does it matter whether they go separately or all three in one bundle?
Well, I think at this point the big debate around on the FTAs is about the sequencing, how the votes will happen. We're staying out of that. That's highly political. It is something that we don't want to get ourselves in the middle of. That is something that the administration and Congress will have to work out for themselves, because it just doesn't involve the FTAs now. The administration has also said that they want to get trade adjustment assistance and passage of the preferences as well. So they will have to work with Congress to determine how they're all going to move forward. For us, our message has been and will continue to be to Congress and the administration that they need to work this out sooner rather than later. We want to see these trade votes happen, preferably before the end of this summer. And so that's going to take a lot of work within these next couple of weeks for that to happen. But we think that we have the time in order for that to be able to take place.
Chris, as we talk about these trade agreements, what was the trigger that finally got the go-ahead to go and get them worked through and really to get them to the point where they're ready to go to Congress?
Well, I'd like to say that it was the gains of $2.5 billion of U.S. additional agricultural exports, but that necessarily wasn't the case. The administration had finally signaled that they were ready to move forward with the Korea Free Trade Agreement late last year. Congress changed. Republicans took over. Republicans sent a message to the administration early on this year. Don't just send me Korea, but you better send us Colombia and Panama as well. And then all of a sudden, you have Senator Baucus, a Democrat, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, basically sending that same message, just don't send me Korea, send me Colombia and Panama. So I think with that bipartisan message, the administration finally got the signal that they have to get all three of these trade agreements done. And that's crucial for us in U.S. agriculture, because our competitors are out there striking trade deals while we continue to drag our feet. And in some cases, we've even started to lose market access and market share in particularly countries like Colombia and Panama.
I was going to say, right before Colombia went through here, Chris, didn't it go through with Canada? And that was especially beneficial to the wheat market.
Absolutely. You know, what we've seen in Colombia and what we're beginning to see in Panama is that we are losing significant market share. Over the last 2 years, we've seen over $1 billion drop in our exports of corn, wheat, and soybeans into the Colombian market. And why? Because Brazil, Argentina, now Colombia have their own trade deals. They're able to get their products in at a much lower cost because they don't face the tariffs, and they're beating us out of the market. We have a trade deal, and we need to get that trade deal done so that way we have that same duty-free access that our competitors do, and we can get back in there and regain what we've lost.
With us this afternoon is Chris Garza, a trade specialist with American Farm Bureau Federation. Chris, I have to think that this is one of the biggest stories this year for agriculture. But as you guys move forward with these three trade deals, obviously you're looking to the future. And I would imagine one of those would be the Trans-Pacific Pact.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is something that the Obama administration is in the process of negotiating right now. There's about 9 member countries, including the United States, trying to work out a deal that will open up these markets to each other. We still have a little ways to go, though. You know, the administration, the other countries that are involved have just recently put their proposals on the table, and those are the initial proposals. We'll still have to continue to negotiate to figure out what that looks like at the end of the day. But if we can get this deal done and we can get actually other countries to come in, like Japan, who have signaled that they would want to be a member, this could be a good trade agreement for U.S. agriculture.
When we talk about getting those trade agreements, especially with Panama and Colombia, and really them having access in South America, transportation is always an issue. Infrastructure is a huge issue in South America. Getting products from one to another, it has to be a nice, I guess, maybe boost for us, knowing that we have the means to get the product there easily and open those markets continually.
Absolutely. You know, when we kind of talk about the loss in market share, well, everyone's like, well, of course, you know, Brazil, Argentina, they're so close. It's so easy for them to get their products. But it's actually not. There aren't any roads from Argentina into Colombia. There aren't any roads from Brazil into Colombia or Panama. And so, therefore, it has to come through ships. And what's amazing to know is that it's actually a four-day ride from the port of New Orleans into Colombia. Well, it's about 14 days to come in from Brazil and Argentina. So we actually have the competitive advantage when it comes to transportation. Transportation is not our issue with these FTAs. It is the tariffs that our products still face.
And it's obviously continual support from constituents to get to the representatives to continually support these trade agreements, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think trade is one of those issues that you can't necessarily define by Democrat or Republican. There are members in both of those parties who support and oppose. I think what we need to make sure what we're doing now is that we're sending the message to Congress and educating members of Congress why these trade agreements are so critical for the U.S. economy, for U.S. farmers, and that it's not just the benefit for farmers, that us exporting more products is healthy for the U.S. economy and healthy for U.S. jobs as well.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Chris Garza with the American Farm Bureau Federation.